FM 104.6. We have in the studio for a lunchtime social discussion for the next 10 minutes or so, we have Jack from... now, it's because you've got loads of titles over there. Yeah. It's age-friendly.
So it's Age-Friendly Island, and I actually work for Age UK Isle of Wight, but yeah, the project's Age-Friendly Island.
And you come in, later on the show, I don't know whether it was you coming in, but older and wiser.
Yep, so we've got Dan Taylor coming in later on, who runs our digital inclusion project for Age-Friendly Island. He's coming in at 3 o'clock, I think it is.
So they're like a splinter group.
Yeah, we're like
a... you're not terrorists at all, but that's just like a splinter group of, you know, the Age-Friendly, Age UK, Age Isle of Wight, that sort of thing.
Absolutely, yeah, there's lots of different parts, but yeah, all basically helping out older people on the island, essentially.
And we should point out that Jack's only about 25, aren't you?
23, but yeah, not bad. Yeah, I'll take 25, you know. I've had a difficult life now, I'm joking.
A paper round inventor, that's what he had.
Yeah, a lot of hills.
So you've got something to promote?
Yes, so I'm here today to promote our Age-Friendly Island forums that are happening at the end of November, start of December time. We've got six of them going on the Isle of Wight, and I'll talk to you a little bit about them over the next sort of 10 minutes or so.
Okay, so the forums are, how is a forum? Is it live? They meet up somewhere, or is it on a internet thing or whatever?
Yeah, so the forums are live. We've got, as I say, six of them across the Isle of Wight. Two in Newport, one in Sandown, one in Ryde, one in Freshwater, and one in Cowes. And they're live groups at an event, and basically they're discussing issues that affect older people here on the island.
Excellent. Because we just forget, I've said this many times before, we forget just how many. I know we you know, people say, oh, you know, we're an old island and we've got lots of people and stuff, but we just take it for granted that everyone is happy, safe, and so on. And somebody said to me a couple of years ago that there are, if you go around Newport, I think there are something like 10, 20 care homes just in Newport.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of older people on the island. We've got one of the highest percentages in the entire country. And this is open to anyone sort of over the age of 50, or carers, or parents, family, friends that have sort of stakeholders or people they know that are of that age and that are interested in making a difference, really.
Okay, so how are these going to work, these forums?
So we have a sort of rough agenda that we stick to. The first part of the forum, in all cases, is sort of reflecting on what happened at the last one and what's been done about that. But the real sort of meat of this one is going to be about the Cross Solent travel scheme that essentially has been in place from the Isle of Wight NHS, which helps pay for people to go over to Southampton, Portsmouth for their treatment, because that's up for review at the moment. So yeah, that's what's going to be discussed primarily at this round of forums.
What's the general consensus of opinion so far?
I think people are worried they're going to lose it. I think that's one of the main reasons we added it this time, was because people's worried. You know, the focus is always on what's come up in the last set of forums, and this was a big worry for people. With the deadline being the 23rd of December, it sort of fitted quite nicely that this would be a good time to discuss it and get people's views across.
Yeah, and I think that's the most important thing. And I say that worry is the main word here we should focus on. It's not people being moany groany.
No.
They're concerned, and they have to be. You have to alleviate those concerns. You have to, you know, listen to those concerns. And I'm hoping that the people that can make a difference, that make the decisions at the end of it, find a way of helping these people ease concern that they have. Because, you know, the sad thing is, I'll just remind them that those, you might be making the decisions now, but you, those decisions may affect this time. So, you know, think again. It's almost like be nice to your kids because they choose your care home. And it's that kind of mentality. And it's not, you know, you make a decision, it's not just for today and tomorrow and next week. You know, the place, if we lose these things, they'll lose them too in the long run. And I think it's really important that they should be reminded of that. So there's X amount of forums.
So there's six forums on the Isle of Wight. If I quickly list where they are and what times, that's probably...
Sure.
So we've got our first set of forums are on the 27th of November, which is a Tuesday. These are both held in Newport at the Age UK office at 147 High Street. We have one at 10:30 a.m. till 12:30. And we have another one at 4:30 to 6:30 in the evening, so people can decide what time of day they'd prefer to come. We've got one at Sandown Library on Thursday the 29th, between 10:30 and 12:30 again. We've got run at All Saints Church in Ryde. That's going on again Thursday 29th, 2:00 till 4:00, so that's another afternoon one. West Wight Sports Centre in Freshwater, that's the week after, Thursday the 6th of December, 10 till 12. And our last one, the Cowes Community Club, again Thursday the 6th of December, and again in the afternoon, 2 till 4 p.m.
Brilliant. So you got them well scattered around the Isle of Wight.
Absolutely.
And I'm guessing that's just to make it easy for people to access this.
Yeah, essentially making sure someone can get a bus. They're always their main bus route. We can help. I'll give you the contact details later. But if you do need a taxi or travel, we can help with making sure you can get there as well. Because okay. We want to make sure people's views are held to account in this consultation.
Yeah, too right. They need to listen. That's a definite thing. I'm not saying that, you know, that everyone's got the answer is to do X, Y, and Z.
No.
But they have to listen and see if they can, you know, make sure that the decision they make has less of an impact.
Yeah.
Or is there a plan B? You know, so I think, you know, those are the sorts of things. And we, you know, communication is the most important thing.
Absolutely.
And that's obviously what you're doing. So you can go to all these places. How many people can actually turn up at any one time?
There's no real limit. I mean, we have got quite large venues for all of them. So, you know, 50, 60 people could easily come into one of these venues. We're normally getting between sort of 20, 30, can be around that number. So it does vary depending on the time of year and what's discussed. But I imagine this would be quite a popular one. That people want to have their say on, really.
Yeah, sure. What are the other topics? There are others.
Yeah,
too.
There are other topics. So we've also going to have a sort of formal review of how the forums work. So I've discussed sort of how they're working this time, but we're going to be looking at, in the future, do people want smaller forums? Would they rather we popped just to where they're already meeting, where they're already discussing things? Do they have any other ideas for places forums could take place? So we'll be bearing that into account as well. And we're also looking at setting up a project for widowers as well. Maybe a social group, a way for people to make new friends, make more social connections. So anyone's interested in doing something like that, if they'd like to come along, we're looking for their opinions on how that could work.
Brilliant. That sounds so fascinating, so interesting. I'm thinking that would make a great radio show, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Honestly, it would. Because we don't... just say, for instance, we have a lot of youth with the 4Ps. What I love to do is give them the opportunity to have a discussion. Choose a topic you want to talk about, and we should talk about it. And then other people can listen. School teachers, MPs, they can listen. Councillors, they can listen. This is what the youngsters are saying. And there isn't the only other show that I think that obviously we do an older and wiser show where people get a voice.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, to actually go into a place where you're going to have one of these forums and listen to just people that are of a certain age, that are actually going through all of these things that you're mentioning on the discussions, on the debates, I think to get their points of view would be so much easier and better for those people that are then going to make decisions on whether or not to do or not to do, because at the moment they don't have a voice.
I think it can be really nice to hear sort of from the horse's mouth, how do you feel, what's going on in your life, and that probably helps provide a lot more empathy for someone making decisions if they've got someone telling them, this is how I feel and this would make a massive difference to my life if this was done. So I think something like that could be actually really interesting.
Honestly, because I say we will be affected by it.
Absolutely.
In the future.
Yeah, of course.
Or we're all affected by it now because of the age that we are, or we have parents, or we have grandparents that are going through all these sorts of problems.
Yeah.
Getting old, it ain't no joke, is it?
No, and with the Older and Wiser show, I mean, that's been really popular, and we've had people come to our events and come to our sort of projects that haven't engaged before, you know, so they're listening and they're thinking, that's interesting, I'd like to do that. So it can be a really good avenue for us to get more people in as well.
Okay, is there any numbers that people can phone, or is there websites?
Absolutely.
That people can, because this is the other thing, is that you talk websites and there'll be some people of a certain age that are very, very switched on.
Absolutely.
And there'll be other people that are just, I don't want to go on no website or send an email, I want to speak to somebody, I want to pick up the phone. So we're going to do both.
Yeah, absolutely, of course we are. Numbers wise, ring through to our main reception on 525282. If you ask for any member of the Age Friendly Island team, specifically Jack or Helen, we'll be able to give you information about any of the forums any day of the week. I work Monday to Friday. Alternatively, you can email Helen, who's the forum organiser. Her email is helen.lewis@ageukiw.org.uk. Or if you go on Age UK's website or Facebook pages, there's information on all of the forums on there as well. So quite a few ways to get involved.
Or if you're out and about on foot and you're going down the high street, you're down by the council, aren't you?
We are indeed, yes. We're actually in the council buildings now, so the new Isle Hub, we have representatives in there, so if you go in and get in touch with them, they'll know about the forums, they'll know what's going on too.
Do you encourage that?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, people can pop in. It's for people to go and get help, basically. So yeah,
you can just go in and go to reception and say, hey, look, I'm here, I want to have a chat with you guys. And sit with someone will come out.
Yeah.
Are you open the same amount of hours as the council are?
We're actually in the new council hub now, so our Age UK office isn't open to the public. But you can either go in there and they'll know all about the forums, or if you call those numbers and email, you can always come and pop and see me in the office, and I'll organise with you, and that's fine.
Fantastic. Hey, look, it's really nice to meet you, and I'm. This is like the foundation for, you know, a new relationship, and basically we're just promoting, you know, where it's big signposts saying this is, if you need some help, some assistance, or you've got an opinion and you need to share it because, you know, people need to hear it.
This is the place.
This is what we're going to be doing from now on. So thank you for taking the time.
Oh,
no
problem. Thank you for having me on.
Is it raining out?
No, it's actually okay at the moment.
Oh,
yeah.
You're all right then. You've got to hop foot back to the office now.
Yeah, I'm just going to hop straight back over. It's only a 5-minute walk, so we'll be fine.
And stay tuned, because later on we've got Older and Wiser team coming in.
We've got Dan Taylor, Digital Inclusion, so all your technical needs, he's the man. So he's coming on later on.
Brilliant. And that's with Laura and John and also Joe as well, and little Archie too. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's 22 minutes away from 1 o'clock.